The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14, Letter 4939, Baruch Hashem, the 15th day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the luncheon committee. They had a committee for a luncheon that they make, and this was from the Bensonhurst Ladies Auxiliary. And I guess the committee heads were Mrs. Henry Nasharn, so Mrs. Ella R. Kramer, and also Mrs. Burashin Surchin. These were the three, committee heads. Hashem Aleim Tichyano, Sholem Uvracha. Peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your note you shared with me about the luncheon of the occasion of 20 years of activity of the Ladies Auxiliary, and your honor of your very important president, the Rebbetzin Freida Tichya Kazarnovsky. This was a Chabad, a wife of Rabbi Kazarnovsky, was an older from the Hasidim, from the Rebbe, so they were honoring her at this luncheon for 20 years activities of these Ladies Auxiliary. So I'm sending you hereby my greetings and blessing to the very special presidentin, to the luncheon committee, and to all members of this auxiliary, as well as also to all the friends and participants in this undertaking. Since your luncheon is taking place on the 23rd day of Kislev, in between the light days of Yutes Kislev and Hanukkah, I'm hopeful that this undertaking with going to accelerate is going to be special with great accomplishments, and it will surpass the goals that you put for yourself and that you expected, that because we're in such special days, you'll go beyond and above with your accomplishment, more than even the goals and your expectation. You go more than that. It is known, the saying of our sages of blessed memory with regards to Hanukkah, that this Yom Tov is tied Bundan with the heroic Jewish women and their self-sacrifice on the way they conducted in that time, that notwithstanding on all the difficulties and all the decrees that they needed to overcome. And therefore, our sages of blessed memory say they too were part of that miracle. The women also had a part in the miracle, and not even more, that they are the ones that brought about the miracle, as it's written about Yehudis, that she cut off the head of the leader of the furnace, whatever she chopped off his head, and she put him to sleep with the wine, and then they all ran away. So it's women, the heroic women, that brought about this miracle. And it's known that every year the season, it repeats itself in this sense, that it becomes an auspicious, specific time to be able to achieve all matters of Torah mitzvahs, as we say in the blessing, the language of the blessing that we pray. We say, "Sha'osu nisim la'viseinu b'yomim mahem bizman hazeh." You've done miracles to our fathers in those days, but it's in this time. Meaning, during this time, there is a very special, opportune time in order to achieve and participate and get some of the joyous times. And according to the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, who founded the yeshiva for which you have the merit to be activist. So this ladies' auxiliary was a ladies' auxiliary for the yeshiva. So he was the founder of this yeshiva. He said that one must pay attention to the lights of Hanukkah, what they tell us, the story they tell us. So the Blessed Hashem should succeed you, that you should listen, not only listen, but also derher, mean that it should sense it, that you should really feel what you listen, and bringing this into actual practice with blessing for success in your holy work as well as in your personal matter. So the Rebbe is sending them regards for their 20 years luncheon committee, which they're making the event a luncheon to honor the president in Freda Kazarnovsky. The Rebbe sends them his blessings, and he tells them that it's during between Hanukkah and Yutas Kislev, has an auspicious time. Women had a special connection to Hanukkah, as the Rebbe brings out. Not only are they part of the miracle, but the miracle took place through a woman, and therefore it is a special time, as we say, when we remember Nisim Laviseinu in those days, but it's in this time, and we need to listen to what the candles teach us, and this will bring success, and brevity with success in your holy work, as well as in your personal matter.